Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and we have a great show for you today, don't we, Kathy?
Of course.
Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages Magazine, is here. Kathy, Advantages is about to come out with a special issue. What is it?
Sales Rep of the Year.
Ooh, are you going to give us any hints? Is it a boy or a girl?
I'm not telling you. You have to wait and see. January 1st.
All right. Yes. We'll wait for that. Andy Cohn, editor of Counselor Magazine, is here.
Oh, yeah.
Andy, what are you working
Where
on
else
for
would
Counselor?
I be? Distributor Choice Awards.
Aha. Uh-huh. The voting is in. We have a
it's
Supplier
complete.
Of the Year.
We do, and we will not be revealing that at this moment.
No, but we will be revealing it at the ASI Show Orlando.
We sure will.
Beginning of January.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Right after New Year's. Can you make any more noise?
My God, Joe.
What is going on?
I'm having issues with my other microphone.
Jeez.
Our noisiest manager.
Yes.
Here.
Joe, that's accurate.
What's on tap today for you?
That is accurate.
Oh, well, we're trying to close three magazines and record the Joe Show.
You know what? You know. Forget that. We're going bowling today.
We are going bowling.
Yeah.
3 o'clock.
I cannot wait to see Michelle
right.
bowl.
I will not be bowling.
Who here bought their own bowling ball?
Who here's a loser?
Okay.
Who bought their own bowling shirt?
Who here's like Al Bundy? Just saying.
Michelle Bell.
Yes.
SGR editor is here. We have a special cover story coming out in the next issue. Do you want to give us a hint on what it's about?
How does everybody feel about creepy robots?
Love them.
Who doesn't?
We're all going to lose our jobs for robots
at some
point. End
the suspense for you. They are taking over the world. The rise
awesome.
Of the robots.
All right.
Awesome.
Are they going to be manufacturing all promotional products soon?
For sure some.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we'll read all about it in the next issue of Supplier Global Resource. We've got a big show today. We have, of course, our call-in show. You can call us at 215-953-4979. And the call-in question is, any marketing strategies or ideas that you have for 2013, give us a call. Joe, if we put you on the air today, what are we going to give you?
We'll give you a Visa gift card for $25, and I think we still have some finger puppets left. Can we give them
out? Ooh, ASI finger puppets.
We have many finger puppets.
Okay, then we'll...
I extra ordered. Yeah.
Okay, so
all right,
we'll get you some finger
call.
Puppets.
215-953-4979. Tell us or give us any questions you have about marketing for 2013. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Kathy is going to let us know the main reasons why employees leave a company. I have tips for giving better work presentation. Andy's going to tell you how to write off bad business debt because he is the financial guru among us here in the radio show. No comment.
You know,
all right.
I just don't even know what to say.
Hey, where do you find great employees? Michelle has a look at that. Andy also has creative ways to take advantage of the recovering economy. We also have our favorite things and a few other topics to cover, but we'll start the whole show off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with news of layoffs at one industry supplier, R.S. Owens, which announced last month that it had been acquired by St. Regis Crystal, told 95 employees last week that December 17th would be their last day at the company. St. Regis says it will add jobs to its Indianapolis facility, and some of the laid-off RS Owens staffers will make the move. Check out Promogram today for details. On to general economic news now. The U.S. economy added 146,000 jobs to its payrolls in November, according to the Labor Department. The result brought the unemployment rate down to 7.7%, and the job gains were primarily due to hiring in the retail and services sectors. Industry personnel news now. Supplier firm Castelli North America announced a new management team, which will be led by new company president Fran Ford. Also, supplier Alexander Manufacturing announced that it appointed Michael O'Connell as its new president. Small business news now. In a positive economic indicator, research firm PayNet said last week that small business lending had increased by 11% in its most recent survey. The lending index tends to be an indicator of hiring trends within the following 3 to 6 months. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what's hot for today?
We have a cool market tote that you really got to check out. Great graphics.
Great graphics.
We'll check that out on the
check
Joe
it
Show.
Out.
Thanks, Andy
TGS.
And Joe. Now we have Leighton Lee from ETS Express on the line. He's going to give us our product safety minute. Good morning, Leighton.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you. Last week we discussed a factory that burnt down in Bangladesh that killed 112 workers. This is a social compliance matter, of course. This week, I wanted to discuss a different fire. This one occurred in Pakistan in September, and over 260 people perished in that fire, with still 48 people missing from that fire. So There's a slight difference in this Pakistan case versus the Bangladesh case, and I'll tell you why. In the Bangladesh case, that factory had been certified to be unsafe by auditors, but the sourcing people that gave that factory work continued to give orders, including product for Disney and Walmart and others. In the September fire in Pakistan, that factory was certified to be safe and certified with an SA8000 certification, which is one of the highest certifications possible in the social auditing world. So what happened here? Bottom line is that the Pakistani government was giving incentives to local auditing companies to certify factories so that it can increase commerce in the country of Pakistan. The companies did not know about that. The brands that worked at that factory was not aware of the incentives. So there was some double dealing here, double dipping by the local auditors. The auditing company that was hired to do the audits on this factory never visited the factory. The subcontractors never visited the factory. And only the local Pakistani inspectors went in to do this. After the fire, it became quite evident that this factory was not fit to receive the SA8000 certification. Windows were barred up, doors were locked, fire escapes were all chained up, and many, many other violations were found. So in this case, we have a certification problem versus in the prior case where the Bangladesh fire occurred, we had a more of a sourcing problem. So what are distributors and suppliers supposed to do here? Because we know that next year, our big brand client, the end buyers, are all going to be inquiring about how ready are our factories and suppliers? How safe are they? Have they been fully audited? And how do you trust them? And distributors, and especially those that are client-facing account managers, are going to need to know how to answer these types of questions. Suppliers are going to need to face higher scrutiny by the distributors in proving that these factories are indeed properly audited and are safe. Distributors, I strongly recommend that you get to know the lingo and be able to converse with your clients so that you can win the project and continue your competitive advantage. So that concludes this Product Safety Minute for this week. I wish everybody a great day and a great week.
All right. Thank you so much, Leighton, and we'll speak with you next week. Have a great week. We are going to take your calls now. If you have any marketing questions or questions about marketing strategies for 2013, call us now, 215-953-4979. And we have on line 5, Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good, hey, thanks. Joe. Do you have a marketing question or idea for 2013?
Well, questioning. Here lately, I've gotten quite a bit of solicitation for email service, and I know ASI provides one similar to, but to sending out email bursts to people and looking to generate business there, and also in monitoring these different traffic that it brings from it. Now, in looking at 2013, I'm wondering which one do you think that the email would be better than, as I say, the snail mail, sending out actual physical mail next year, since I've been getting so much about the email. I didn't know if maybe that's the biggest trend right now that we're looking at in 2013.
Andy, what do you think? Email marketing, direct mail, what works best? And I bet you're going to say a combo.
Well, I'm not just going to say a combo. I'm going to say it depends what kind of audience you're trying
Absolutely.
To reach.
Absolutely, and how they like to communicate with you.
Yeah, you know, it depends on who your target audience is, Joe. You know, if you're feeling like, you know, it's businesses that are fast moving and are, you know, more on the cutting edge, you know, maybe in the tech sectors or in any kind of high tech business, then, you know, I would say email is probably the way to go. You know, between email and social media and online marketing, you know, you could put a nice package together for yourself. You know, as Melinda said, there is a place for snail mail and direct mail. And, you know, Joe, you're a big fan of what you call lumpy mail. So,
yeah.
You know, putting
Me
things
too.
within mail as a self promo for yourself to attract people to open it. You know, that's a big key to direct mail success. So,
yeah,
a mixture matters.
Mail. And then you can show off what you could do for a client.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but it's the audience that is important.
Yeah. So
I've done a lot of the lumpy mail in the past, but I just noticed that I've been getting quite a bit of solicitation for email services, and I didn't know if maybe that had become, you know, a bigger trend. But as you said, it's kind of still depends on your clientele.
Yeah.
I think you want to test everything. You know, a lot of marketing success comes from testing. So I would suggest that, you know, going into 2013, if you haven't done email marketing, that you do look into it, and then test the success rate, the open rates, and the you know, any kind of business that you get straight through email marketing. You know, there's a lot of ways to track that. In some ways, email marketing is better than direct mail simply for the ability to track. You can track it a lot better than you can in some direct mail.
Well, good luck, Joe. Thanks so much for calling, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. And
Thank
on
you.
Line one, we have Calvin. Good morning, Calvin.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you guys?
Good, thanks.
I have a question. I do a lot of networking on my own, trade shows, and local events and stuff like that. But one thing I don't do, and I'm a little skeptical of, is utilizing social media, and I'm kind of concerned that I'm missing the boat here. So, I mean, do you guys have any, like, you know, tips of how I can effectively use this?
Well, there's all kinds of outlets, and again, you know, going back to Andy's point, I guess, you know, it would be helpful to see what your clients are using.
Mm-hmm.
What I've seen a lot lately are distributors using Pinterest and posting great products and things they see on Pinterest. But Kathy, what do you think? Because you just wrinkled your nose.
Yeah, well, you know, I was not doing Facebook for Advantages Magazine, and we started last year. And actually, it's a great way, even if you're not selling anything through your Facebook site or your LinkedIn or whatever, it's a great way to make connections, to build your client base, to keep them in touch with what your company's up to and what you've been doing for other clients. You could put some interesting case studies on your Facebook page. Maybe some videos featuring products, like you could always link to the Joe Show, Joe's awesome product show that he does twice a week.
You're like the little fighting Irish guy, the little one.
Oh, I am.
That's
and,
accurate.
Yeah, as long as you're putting helpful content for your clients and their markets, you could also look on asicentral.com. We have a lot of links that you could put on your Facebook, too, that would be very helpful.
Yeah. Now, Michelle, I know that you're super big with Twitter. What kinds of things, you know, is that helpful for, and what do you use that for?
You know, it's really a way to push information out. You don't get much back from that as far as I think the way you do with LinkedIn and
mm-hmm.
Facebook is my understanding.
Right.
But I think it's great for videos. It's great for getting news out quickly,
mm-hmm.
I would say.
And pictures. You're at a show.
Yeah.
See a great product.
Right.
Just tweet it right out.
So do as many of these outlets as I possibly can?
Yeah.
I
know it probably sounds overwhelming, but I would say Facebook and Twitter, and it's really – I mean, if Kathy can do it, then all
If Kathy can do it, anybody could do it.
Yeah, it's, you know, it takes as much time as you want to invest in it.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, I know you said that you push most things out with Twitter. People are starting to have more conversations via Twitter, and Andy,
I agree with that.
You've been successful with that lately.
Well, I think also that if you view these the social media avenues as brand building, then you'll probably find more success in the end with it. Like Michelle was saying, it's, you know, you can make good contacts, and there can be engagement, but if you're going on there, you know, like our previous caller talking about email marketing, if you're going on there and just trying to market your products and your services and the offerings that you have, you're probably not going to be terribly successful. But if you spend, you know, a little bit of time each day or each week putting interesting information up, pushing articles out that, that could be of interest to your customers, then you start to become a resource, and that resource builds your brand as a company. That's kind of the key to social media. If you can be a good resource to your followers, to the people who use service in business, then they look to you for further services down the line. You know, but you first have to build up that audience by providing information that's of interest to them.
You know, I would also say be fun and interactive. Yep. Brand Fuel, the guys at Brand Fuel Distributorship does a great job with that. They have a weekly Friday contest. Sometimes they'll show a portion of a product and ask people to guess what it is, and whoever gets it right gets some Brand Fuel swag. They've also had, you know, write a caption for this picture, and whoever has the most likes by 4:30 at the end of the day, blah, blah, blah. But it engages people, and it gets people interacting not only with each other but also with the company.
I think it's a great way, as Andy said, to find different articles. That's what I love about Twitter. People post great articles all the time.
I think it's great. I'll spend a little bit of time on there and just look through the articles that people are linking to. Gives you great information.
And one great resource, Calvin, is this year at all of our ASI shows, we are going to have a social media track on Education Day, a full day of courses that'll help you get all set up with this. So good luck, and thanks for calling.
Thanks for all the advice. Thanks.
All right. Stay in line for your Visa gift card. Michelle, we have some Facebook response to this question as well.
We do. Actually, we have a question from Sally Daniel Anderson. What do you see as the top markets for 2013 and/or the top new products?
Andy, top markets.
You know, they shuffle at the top between – they tend to shuffle at the top between education, healthcare, financial. You know, one of those is always the top. I would say that those will be traditionally still the good markets in 2013. We've seen the education market be very resilient, although it has fallen off a little bit from previous years. I'd say healthcare is probably going to be the number one market. That's the largest and probably fastest growing segment that we're following. So those are the biggest markets, I would say.
Joe, hot products? Anything new you're seeing that's popular?
iPhone-related products. Mm-hmm. iPad-related products, everything from microfiber cloths to cleaning them to cases to put them inside of. I also think that apparel will continue to be hot, especially those that use multimedia-type embellishment. It could be a screen print along with an embroidery or embroidery along with rhinestone. I think that more and more companies out there are looking to something that's really going to make their shirt, their apparel, stand out from the, you know, traditional screen T-shirt, which will still be popular, though.
Sure. All right. Thanks for that Facebook question. Online, too, we have Sandy. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks. I actually have a question for you.
Okay.
I really want to ramp up my marketing next year in 2013, and I'm pretty much a one-woman business, and I haven't done much marketing in the past. So I was wondering what I can do to get the most bang for my buck.
All right. So you're just getting started with the marketing effort.
Yes.
Michelle, what do you recommend?
I recommend, Sandy, that you decide who you'd like to target. Are you looking for new clients and prospects? Are you trying to get more business out of current clients? I'm always a fan of self-promotion, but you need to do it in a targeted way. Mm-hmm. So you just kind of need to sit down and decide who you want to reach. Don't overshoot, though. That's one of the big pieces of advice people who are really good at self-promotion give. You know, people, they have a tendency, they want to do 100, but then they forget that you have to follow up on 100.
Sure.
Absolutely. So it's always good to start small. Start with like 20. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, if you go to some networking events in your area, target some people there and send them self-promotion pieces using some creative, not just product, but packaging and copy to tie in with the product.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I would say if you have a niche market, something where you have some expertise, whether it's youth sports organizations, whether it's education, I would find a variety of different potential clients and market specifically to them, because if you're strong in that area, you can help more than just one client. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't spread you thin with like manufacturing, education, healthcare, and stuff. So find that niche that you're good at, and I would say target them.
And if you do, as Joe said, have expertise in a certain area, you can pitch that to your local newspapers and, you know, put yourself up as the expert in that area and conduct surveys among your focus groups and give them some stats to work with.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great.
And don't forget your elevator speech.
Yes.
Your 30-second speech, because you never know when you're going to have the opportunity to speak with someone.
Can I tell you? So I got a self-promotion piece that a distributor sent me because I'm on their distribution list. So they sent it out to their clients, and it said, let us add some color to your marketing. And it was just what they sent with it was just colored Post-its, colored pens. It was just really clever, but they tied it in with the theme.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I like that. Well, good luck, Sandy. Thanks for calling. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. On line one, we have Audrey. Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning.
Hi there. Do you have a question for us this morning?
Well, we have a small company in Memphis. We have been doing vehicle graphics.
Audrey, do you want to turn down your radio so we can hear you better? Thanks.
Okay. Hold on. I'm listening
okay.
to the podcast.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on just a minute, and I will turn it way down. Hi.
Hello. There. We can hear you so much better.
Now we got you.
Yeah. In Memphis, we've been doing vehicle graphics on commercial vehicles, but last year we decided we would add promotional products. I have a Facebook page, I have Twitter, I have LinkedIn, but I'm trying to use them, and right now I'm in the process of trying to get my BASI, so I've been listening and doing the different programs. Especially concerning marketing, because I realize where we're weak, we need marketing. So what I want to do is I have a blog. I've been writing since 2010.
Oh, good for you. That's great.
Well, it's not about business. It's personal.
Mm-hmm.
What my blog is about, I'm writing about growing up in rural Mississippi in the 60s and what it was like and whatever. And it's just personal, little personal stories, anecdotes, whatever. So my question is, would something like that be useful? Is there any way I could incorporate it into my website in the form of a blog? I guess my question is, I'm looking for something to blog about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking if I could take certain excerpts from my personal blog and use it on my website. I'm wondering, would something like that be effective, I guess?
I think it would be effective in the way, Audrey, that people like to do business that they have a sense that they know. If they
Absolutely.
Have a sense that they know you and they like you, they're going to want to do business with you. And I think that's a great kind of entree for to people to get to know you and your background. So I think that you should definitely have a link to your personal blog on your homepage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of the industry people that I follow on Twitter and Facebook, I mean, half of the stuff they share is personal. It
right.
makes me feel like I know them. And then when I see them, we have things to talk about.
Yeah.
I think it's a great business relationship builder, and you should
definitely.
Not shy away from using that. So good luck with that, Audrey. Thanks for calling. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. We're going to pause for a moment for a message from today's show sponsor, ASI Computers.
Outgrown your current order management software? ASI Computer Systems and ASI SmartBooks will streamline your business. From accounting and marketing to order management and shipping, ASI SmartBooks manages all aspects of your business with one software solution, specifically designed for the advertising specialty industry and fully integrated with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Spend less time organizing and more time making sales. Call 1-800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to grow your business with ASI SmartBooks. Get ASI SmartBooks.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, and we've been talking about marketing strategies for 2013, but we're going to switch gears for a moment. Nobody wants a good employee to leave a company, and Kathy has some insight on as to why they do leave. Kathy, is it all about money?
No, it's not, actually. But, you know, it costs a lot of money to replace an employee. $5,500 is the average annual cost to replace an employee who makes just $8 an hour. But
wow.
For more senior-level employees, it's actually $400 more than their annual salary, so that's a huge chunk of change. BoltInsurance.com, you can find this infographic that's the biggest reasons why employees leave your company. And some of the highlights from it are the number one reason is they leave for career advancement or promotional opportunities.
No, they don't. That's not true.
Well, that's what this says.
I know, but it's wrong.
Why do they leave, Andy?
Because they don't like their manager. That's I think, the number one reason they leave. I'm serious.
Okay. Well, you can debate.
Okay, mm-hmm. Andy Cohen. Number two, what do you think is the reason?
Because they don't like their manager?
No.
Pay well, since that wasn't number one.
Because they're not paid enough.
So is that why we've been working together
okay,
for 20
like
years,
this.
Andy?
I don't like this little thing that Kathy's got.
I didn't make it up, Andy.
Dismiss
I don't
much.
Like the little thing.
No, it's because you started out right. You started out right by saying it's not about pay, and it's true. It's usually not, but then you said it's about pay.
Well, career advancement. That's not about pay.
People say career advancement, but what do they mean behind
additional
that?
Opportunities.
Additional money is what they mean.
I have something to back up Kathy.
It's not right.
No, I'm not. I think that you're on the right track. I think a lot of people leave the company because they do not see a clear career path with their company.
Right.
So they have a dead-end job, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, not liking the manager is another huge reason.
Right, but who's,
but if
okay.
you cannot see a clear career path and you don't see yourself moving up, going anywhere, then there's no motivation to stay.
Right,
so
I agree with that.
With that respect.
I do agree
right.
with that.
You're on the right track, Kathy.
Yeah, it's not me. It's Bolt Insurance, as I keep mentioning.
No, it's you.
And let me give you one more stat. 57% of employees don't feel they receive adequate non-monetary rewards or recognition for their hard work.
Yeah, I agree
so
with that.
Like I said, it's
I
not about the money.
There.
Right, Andy?
Right.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Seth, for that.
Wow.
We're
going to
put that study online at asicentral.com/radio.
We need a little disagreement around here, you know? Everybody who agrees.
No, I don't think. I think we should all agree on everything.
What kind of fun is that?
Speaking of employees, Michelle, if your employees do leave, Michelle has some ideas on where to find great new ones. Michelle, what do you got?
Well, this is from an interview with the CEO of a company that he has 50,000 employees, and his first recommendation is, Andy, would you like to guess where to find great employees? And I disagree.
Referrals.
From
I
referrals.
Disagree with this,
referrals.
Actually. Close friends, and I think that is just
Ooh.
Fraught with...
Wait,
yeah.
hiring close friends
yeah.
or close hiring, friend suggestions?
Hiring close friends.
Ooh, dude, that
no.
doesn't work out good.
And he says you have to be prepared to fire them if the time comes, and the chances are when that happens, you may or may not be able to retain a friendship with those people. So my point is,
well,
why do it in the first
but
place?
But yeah, I think that one that caveat
saying,
is important because are you prepared to fire them?
He's saying both. He's
are
saying
they saying you should hire close friends or you should get referrals from close friends? Because that's a completely different
recommendations from close friends and or just hiring close
well,
friends.
Well, what about like if
yeah,
you
I
if you are
ugly.
Very familiar with the close friends' work ethic and what they've done in the past? Like I know Steve gets. Jobs from close friends that go to a different company and bring him along
would
because
you hire
they love
Steve?
Him.
Would you
I would
hire
totally
husband?
Hire Steve.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy's a
totally.
Jerk.
What else, Michelle?
Hire people smarter than you or at least smarter about their particular job than you are, and I think that that's a no-brainer.
Absolutely.
This is an interesting one, I thought. This CEO recommends making them right. He said you can learn a lot from interviewing somebody and talking to them, but there are things that they can maybe hide or kind of brush over in an interview. But if you ask them to write something, it's very difficult to do that. And he said, writing skills is kind of it's a lost art.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells
sure.
a lot about a person if you ask them to write something out. And I thought that was an
I think that's
way
a
to
fantastic
yeah, that
tip. That's great. I think,
and if they
know.
Do spell the there wrong,
but.
Then they're out in my book.
Oh,
or
yes.
the your.
Well, and it says
that
a lot.
They say you're welcome, you're out.
Yes, that would be a shame if they don't know third grade grammar.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, we're a bunch of editors sitting
around
the table.
A lot of people
right.
don't know that.
It shows that people don't have a sense of detail sometimes. It
mm-hmm.
shows that they're not detail-oriented.
That's exactly right.
Here's another one, and this I just love because it seems so simple, but it's so true. Make sure that they talk sense. How many people talk nonsense when you talk to them?
Oh, my.
We work,
no,
I do.
We work with one.
Oh, sometimes I want to stick my head in the door and just have someone slam
nonsense?
It.
Who?
Somebody not in our department, but somebody here just
Let's not
blathers on. Just blathers on and you don't know what the hell they're saying.
I think a lot of people in business do that. That's what,
so
what people
person,
do.
He said
they
it's
like to
really
hear themselves
crucial
talk.
Crucial that somebody can talk cohesively and with clarity. Is that too much to ask, I say?
Yeah. I had a talker in
At
an
least
interview
you said it very clearly.
Recently. Yeah. And he was a great designer. It was for a design yeah. position. And he talked so much that I had to, startle him to interrupt him. Like, he wouldn't even let me get up. No, but he would drive us all crazy. He can't work here. Plus, it shows, I think, that you can't organize your thoughts and things like that.
Yep. So we'll put the rest of these online.
I'm
going to
be quiet from now on.
Oh, my God. Really?
No,
God.
You won't.
Jesus.
All right. We have just enough time in the show for Michelle's favorite segment, and that is where the editors talk about their favorite products of the week. Joe, you are already holding and gazing at yours. What is it?
This is called the Hydros Water Bottle. Now, this has a carbon filter. It's different than other water bottles with carbon filters in that the water gets filtered before you drink it. So you pour it in this little spout there, and it goes down. It filters out, and then you turn a couple of dials, and you can drink it. So it's great for anyone who, you know, is active outdoors, campers, hunters, fishermen, you know, bikers, joggers. It's also good for gyms and for spas, and it's available from Hydros.
All of
those. It's ASI 60600, and you can find them at hydrosbottle.com.
You can also find them all on asicentral.com/radio. Andy, what's your product?
You know, I love Swedish fish, so mine are Swedish
fish. I just ate
fish.
A bunch of them yesterday.
Are they Loco? This,
they're not, but the packaging is. Very cool custom packaging, and you can get four flavors in there. And if you're looking to get to my holiday season heart, I would take some Swedish
what's
fish.
What's your favorite
This comes
flavor?
From Sweet Nut Tree, and that's ASI 90392 orange.
No, red.
See, I would have guessed red.
For orange,
I thought they
sure.
were only just red. I've only ever seen red.
No, they're in all colors.
I don't like them because you have to pick your teeth.
Okay, favorite product.
Mine is a variation on, you know, the flying shrieking monkey from Jornick. Well, they also have a Christmas version now. The flying Santa that ho-ho-hos when you slingshot him out. Ooh. And then a flying Rudolph that shrieks like the monkey.
Do we have any of these in the office?
We don't, but we can get some. But
please,
you can.
No.
But here's the kicker: you can get them both at EQP until Friday. So hop on it.
That is the kicker.
Yes, and it's from Jornick, as I said, ASI 63549.
All right, Michelle, what's your favorite product of the week? Oh, you seem to be collecting more and more wine bottles.
Is it the wine bottle? Is it the wine, Michelle?
Do you guys know that I love musicians? You know I love musicians, right?
Yes. Drummers.
This is the coolest. I do drummers. Love drummers, but this is the coolest thing. Shockingly, it's from Leeds, ASI 66887, leedsworld.com. It is a little guitar pick with one of those little stylus points on it that you can use in your smartphone.
That is cool.
And you can also use the other side to clean it. Very,
I like
very
it.
Cool. Yeah.
That's cool. All right. All these products are on asicentral.com/radio. Also, we forgot to welcome a special guest to the show today. We have Jan in the corner. Everyone wave at Jan.
Hey, Jan.
And he is our new, he's going to be heading up asicentral.com.
More importantly, he's French, so we love Jan.
Ah.
Bonjour.
How do you say I love you in French?
How do you say goodbye?
I love
au revoir.
You.
Au revoir. All right, we are out of time.
Have
thanks,
a good week, everybody.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Check us out next week, same time, same place.
J'adore.
Have a fantastic
J'adore.